Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. So the political games have begun for the new year. Congress is back, and they're yelling about impeachment and Iran. Let's take impeachment first. Senator McConnell, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, says he's going to vote on whether to move ahead on the impeachment trial without Nancy Pelosi's articles. Now, McConnell would not do that if he did not have the votes to move ahead. All right. Whether he does it or not, I don't know. I'm just telling you what he says. The second thing is that Senator Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, says he wants a vote on witnesses. All right. On bringing in witnesses like John Bolton to talk about why the president should be removed or not removed from office. But again, the Constitution basically dictates that the House is responsible for gathering information in impeachment, and the Senate does not do that. There are three Republican senators who would vote, I think, for witnesses. They would be Romney, Collins of Maine, and the Alaskan Senator Murkowski. That's not enough. They would need four, the Democrats, to get witnesses. And the final thing is that about a dozen Republican senators want to change the entire rules of how the Senate deals with impeachment. I don't think that's going to happen. I think McConnell, because he has control of the process, is going to kind of in and out, up and down, and maybe in 2 weeks this will be gone. But I can't, that's not a hard prediction, but that's what it looks like to me. And McConnell's going to get rid of this as soon as he can. So let's go over to Iran. The update on that is that there is nothing new from the Iranian point of view. They haven't done anything. I don't expect them to do anything. They're a little nervous because Donald Trump is such a wild card. I think Mr. Trump made a mistake, as I wrote in the message of the day, and I hope you read that, of saying we're going to bomb the Iranian cultural sites. Whenever I asked Donald Trump, and remember, I've done more interviews with him than anyone in the world, what he was going to do in a specific confrontation, he always said the same thing. Even a few weeks ago when I did the big radio interview with him, oh, I'm not going to tell you because that gives the other side an advantage. But then he says here, well, if Iran retaliates, we can knock out 39 of their cultural sites. That just gives the enemy more sympathy. And right away, Boris Johnson over in England goes, oh, you can't do that, you know, that kind of thing. So the advice to the president of the United States, any president, not just Donald Trump, is to speak softly. Carry a big stick. Who said that? Teddy Roosevelt said that. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Let's go out to San Francisco, where the police are rebelling against the anarchy
imposed by the politicians. As you may know, San Francisco has the highest rate of property crime in America. It has the most violent crime on the mass transit systems. In fact, it's doubled in 4 years. If you steal less than $950 in California, not just San Francisco, you will not be prosecuted as a felon. It is totally out of control. So a number of people have been investigating, and a police lieutenant, Tracy McCray, was interviewed. Roll the tape.
If I went into a store and stole PlayStation, what would happen?
If it's under $950, you get a citation.
If I smoke crack on the street, what would happen?
Citation.
If I exposed myself in a public park, what would happen?
Citation.
If I camped on a sidewalk, what would happen?
Warning, maybe a citation.
If I broke somebody's car window, what would happen?
Again, under $950, citation.
If I stole somebody's wallet or purse, what would happen?
No force or fear used, you just took it. And we caught you, citation.
Pimp to prostitute, what would happen?
Yeah, no, nothing.
If I was carrying an illegal firearm, what would happen?
Discharge, pending further review, you'd be back out on the street.
Okay, so a citation is a ticket. And it says you have to appear in front of a judge at a certain date. And most of the people getting the citations are criminals. They do not appear. All right, so then you hunt them down. And you find out that they have a citation violation, and you give them another citation, and they don't appear there. And this goes on and on for years, okay? Which is why, and you go to San Francisco, and now increasingly in New York City, which is why I don't like to go in there anymore, okay? You have criminals that know nothing's going to happen to them unless they kill somebody. I used this last week, that a criminal punched a New York City police officer in the face, knocking the officer to the ground, and was out on the street within hours because of the no bail policy, no cash bail policy, instituted by Governor Andrew Cuomo in the state of New York. So what has happened now is states like California and New York do not have two parties. It used to be in the Senate in Albany, New York, the Republicans controlled it, but they no longer do. All right, so now the governor is a Democrat, both houses are Democrats, the mayor of New York City is a Democrat, the city council is a Democrat, and they do not believe in punishing criminals. Why? Because the progressive belief is the criminals are not responsible for their antisocial and violent activities. Society made them that way. It's America's fault that they are hurting fellow human beings, not their fault. That is the philosophical underpinning of no cash bail, no felony charges, no jail time. We are oppressive when we put minority people in prison. We are oppressing them. Even though they sell heroin to children, it doesn't really matter because society made them sell heroin to children. They didn't have a father because of society, because of slavery. This is what it is. Now, if Americans continue to vote these people in because they are not trying to fool anybody, everybody knows de Blasio is a communist, not a socialist. Everybody knows he's permissive and will allow unbelievable carnage and chaos and anarchy on the streets of New York. You're seeing it. The comparison between now and when Rudy Giuliani was mayor is stark. It's like two different countries. San Francisco will never get their criminal element under control, ever, ever. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's do a little mail on the message board, and we go to John. Our embassies are U.S. soil, correct? An attack on an embassy is no different than an attack on Boston, New York, or Savannah. Would the lefties roll over and play dead after an attack on the continental USA? Would they? No. It's political suicide if Iran attacked Boston to object to a retaliation. But in all of this chaos over Iran, it's lost that they were behind the 2 days of attacks on the American embassy in Baghdad. Because the media does not want to play that angle up, because that justifies the attack on Soleimani. David, the No Spin News roars into 2020. Congrats on your success. Let's keep it going. Hope so. We need you, all of you, premium and concierge members, to recruit others, because we live in a world where there's a million things going on. Now, our election coverage, I can guarantee you, will be the best. And that is a big selling point, I think, to get people to watch the No Spin News on their phones and computers. All right, in our store, we have Killing Crazy Horse out May 12th. If you renew your membership, you get it free and first. All right, we also have posted the Holly Discovery Channel broadcast, Holly the Terror Dog, big star now. If you haven't seen it, please check Holly out. Let me know what you think. We'll see you tomorrow.